This is Al Simpson. Today may be your inauguration day for America, but Democrats seem to be the only ones invited. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. The changing of the guard in America is truly a unique and moving spectacle. It is meant to be celebrated by all Americans. But Ted, in a sharp turn from tradition, Bill Clinton decided to slash the number of inauguration parade seats made available to the public. At the inauguration of George Bush, the majority of the parade seats were made available to the public, but today less than 15% were left to these folks, leaving the lion's share for Clinton's own campaign workers, contributors, and the Democrat inside the Beltway establishment. Is this Clinton's idea of inclusion? Ted, the voters didn't shake things up in November just to now have the Democrats pull up the drawbridge on them. Boy, it sure didn't take long for you populist Dems to forget all the noise those rascal peasants can make along the route.
Al, leave it to old Al Simpson to strike the only sour and partisan note on Inauguration Day. You're talking about one small part of many different inaugural events open to the public. People have plenty of opportunities to participate in a variety of activities, and tens of thousands are taking advantage of this historic chance to witness the change of the guard and actually be part of it. How soon you forget, Al. Republicans in glass houses shouldn't throw big stones like you just did. After all, just 4 years ago, the Bush administration reserved fully 50% of the parade bleacher seats for its own Republican supporters. And don't forget one other thing, Al. The open house the Clintons are having at the White House tomorrow for up to 3,000 members of the public chosen by lot. It's a genuine people's inaugural, Al. An excellent start for a president who's pledged to put people first. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.